25 previously unpublished poems of Seamus Heaney are included in a new collection of the poet's work, which is available from today. The poems of Seamus Heaney contains over 700 poems in total, including all 12 of his collections, which have been released to date. One of the 25 previously unpublished poems in this new collection is called Ribbons, which is about his two sisters. It's read here by our reporter Andrew Louth.
In the name of the colours, emerald, cornflower blue, ruby, primrose and white. In the name of ringlets and curls, polka dots, partings and plaits and double-tied bows. Today the photographer comes with his tripod and cowl and plaited retractable snout, a five-legged beast of gesticulation and blather they'll outface together. Steady and far off and solemn as orphans posed at a rail in the last days of sale beyond the pale of the selves they are due to become, the one thing immutable still, the rough cast grey of the wall of the school, plus the knitted classic Fair Isle patterns, plus their name on the roll as transcribed on the slats of the bench in a copper plate hand. All that and the strictly tied bows and one right arm and one left, each place to be seen around the other's shoulder, as ordered.
That was Ribbons by Seamus Heaney, one of 25 previously unpublished poems by the poet in a collection published by Faber and edited by Matthew Hollis. Dr. Rosie Lavin and Bernard O'Donoghue worked for almost a decade to put the collection together, and Dr. Lavin is with us now. Good morning. What was it like discovering these poems? You must have felt very privileged to have first eyes on them.
Oh, we did indeed. We absolutely did. And I think one of the first things I'd like to do is just to pay the warmest possible tribute to the Heaney family for their generosity and expertise in guiding us through the whole process of putting the book together. And then particularly for the trust they placed in us as editors to work with these very special group of poems, the unpublished poems, which the family selected. Mm. And I think, you know, an important thing to note clearly, and we've just heard Ribbons read beautifully, there is something very, very special about this sense that these are poems that reach us, some years after Seamus Heaney's death, but they appear in this book with more than 200 previously uncollected poems as well. So as well as you said, the 12 books that he published, we have this other large group of poems which were published in magazines and newspapers throughout his career, but in a sense will also strike readers as unfamiliar and new.
And when you put together a collection like that then, I mean, how much thought has to go into the process? Because you must be trying to figure out if this is what he would want you to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And indeed, the Heaney family introduced the selection of unpublished poems in the book, and they reflect on that. Some of those unpublished poems we know he was considering for inclusion in his collections. All of them appear in his archives, you know, to be in a finished state. So we know that they're poems that he worked on very carefully and brought to a state of completion. And we also recognise that they're poems that relate to and complement poems that he did publish. So they explore similar themes, familiar figures, his mother, for example, emerge in them. So there are connections with poems, the poems that we already knew, and yet these unpublished poems kind of extend our sense of Heaney and his writing career.
We heard that poem, Ribbons, there, read by our reporter, Andrew. Yeah. It's a sort of a meditation on childhood. You wrote about it in the Irish Times recently. Was that your favourite?
It's certainly one of my favourites. I loved the poem from the moment I read it. And I think many of us will recognise something that Heaney does brilliantly so often, which is to give us a memory that's immediately relatable. The memory of being at school, at primary school, having a photograph taken. But of course, we also have a sense of him watching that and watching his sisters in that experience many, many decades previously. The poem was probably written in the late 1990s, but he's remembering, a scene probably from the late 1940s or early 1950s. And because he's writing about a photograph and a photograph of children, there's something particularly poignant about the way he's exploring memory in that poem.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Dr. Rosie Lavin, who helped put together that collection. And Arena will be live from the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary in Dublin this evening to celebrate the publication of that collection. It's on air from 7 p.m. on RTE Radio 1. The time is a minute to 9.